This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's begin tonight from the book of Psalm 110, verse 1 to 2. We're looking at the superiority of light to darkness, and under it tonight we're dealing with what I titled, Rule Your Enemies by Light. Rule Your Enemies by Light. Psalm 110, verse 1 to 2 says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies." Rule in the midst of your enemies, not in their absence. Rule in the midst of your enemies, not behind them. Rule in the midst of your enemies, not when they are not there. Right in their presence. Why? Because God has an agenda. Why? Because there is a program from heaven that God is in a hurry to bring to pass. So he says, rule in the midst of your enemies. Why? Because the agenda of God has to be fulfilled. Verse 3 of that scripture now says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of thy holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. So at the root of every form of satanic interference, at the root of every lack of speed, at the root of every lack of rulership, at the root of every form of delay or delayed manifestations in the life of a believer, at the root of every satanic resistance, at the root of every life that is seen to be stagnant, at the root of every life of a believer that is in a battle consistently, that is not moving forward, not going upward, not going higher, at the root of every consistent struggle to move by speed in accomplishment, that you seem to never have a time where your life is in an upward trajectory. That is, you are either in one battle or another. You've become, you know, conversant to different kinds of battle. At the root of all of these is ignorance. At the root of all of this is ignorance. At the root of all of this is ignorance. Why? There has never been a delay where light is concerned. There has never been a delay or an obstacle where light is concerned. Why? Light has never been, or darkness has never been able to stop the manifestation of light. That is to say, there is no resistance where light is concerned. Darkness and light are not equal. The arrival of light is the exit of darkness. When light shines, darkness vacates. When light shines, darkness vacates. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world." Against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is to say, friends, they only rule in the darkness. Outside darkness, they have no power to rule. They don't have what it takes to rule anyone that is in light. When you are in light, they cannot rule you. The only way they can rule you is when you are in darkness. That is, they are rulers in darkness. When you remove darkness, their rulership expires. When you remove darkness, their rulership comes to an end. When light is introduced, their rulership expires. So every area of a believer's life that is void of light, that is where Satan rules. That is where he rules. Any area of your life that is void of light, Satan rules. That is why they are the rulers of the darkness of this world. So they rule people who are in darkness. And friends, when we talk about darkness, we are talking about some level of ignorance. When we talk about darkness, we are talking about lack of knowledge. When we talk about darkness, we are talking about lack of understanding. When we talk about darkness, we are talking about an area of your life where you have not contacted light. We're talking about area of your life where you have not been illuminated. Area of your life where you are lacking understanding. understanding. Remember what we said about understanding? Knowledge is what? Understanding is how to do it. So we're talking about areas where you lack understanding on how to bring yourself out. I pray for you today that in this year of light, may you know how to come out in the name of Jesus. May you not just know what to do, may you know how to do it in the name of Jesus. The book of Psalms 110 verse 2 now tells us, the Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Therefore, the rod of God's strength is going to come out of Zion. And what will give Zion strength is the rod. It is the rod. The rod that will generate strength for Zion has to, you know, for Zion to be able to rule is the rod of light. The rod of light. The rod of light. Why? Because the rod represents the word of God. It is the rod that will generate strength for Zion to have speed by light. It is the rod that will generate strength for Zion to be able to rule by light. That is to say, the rod is the word of God. Why? Jesus, the Bible says, is the rod that stems from the root of Jesse. According to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, the rod, the Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. So the rod of victory, the rod of triumph, the rod of advancement, the rod of breakthrough is going to come out of Zion. I prophesy to you, as your amen will thunder, I put an end to the operations of darkness in your life in the name of Jesus. I say, I terminate the operations of darkness in your business, in your household, in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, as your amen will come like thunder, every area of your life where darkness has reduced you to nothing, let there be a flood of light in the name of Jesus. Every area of your life where darkness has held you hostage, where darkness has harassed, embarrassed, and intimidated you, I speak the word of the Lord by the Holy Ghost. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, every oppression, every stagnation, every story, every sorrow, every pain, every shame that has come as a result of darkness, tonight I introduce light and let those issues expire in the name of Jesus. I say, let them expire in the name of Jesus. I say, let them expire in the name of Jesus. Receive light in your direction in the name of Jesus. Thunder lights two times. Two. Give the Lord your praise tonight. The rod of his strength will proceed out of Zion. And that rod is the word of God. That rod is the word of God. John 1, 1 verse 2, 5, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the same was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by this rod. All things were made by him. All things were made. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him, in this rod was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. And deep darkness cannot handle it. That is, where is the strength of darkness? In the presence of light. When light shines, darkness vacates. When light shines, poverty vacates. Why? Poverty is darkness. When light shines, sickness vacates. Why? Sickness is darkness. When light shines, incurable disease vacates. When light shines, shame vacates. When light shines, affliction is terminated. When light shines, calamity comes to an end. When light shines, stagnation comes to an end. When light shines, merry-go-round comes to an end. When light shines, the spirit of Kadesh Barnea expires. Why? Because the light shines in darkness, and deep darkness cannot handle it. I declare to you today, by the armor of light, any darkness in and around your life, I command them be terminated by fire in the name of Jesus. Thunder, let the light shine. Thunder, let the light shine. Thunder, let the light shine. In Jesus' name, say amen. When light shines, darkness vacates. So the question should not be, can God answer prayer? The question is, what light is available for what God has answered? Because every struggle of life is reduced to darkness. When the Bible begins to come alive, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5, O house of Jacob, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light. Let us walk in the light. He said, come, let us walk in the light, because when we walk in the light, you cannot stumble. The arrival of light is the end to the battles of life. So at the root of every man's sorrow is darkness. At the root of every man's defeat is ignorance. And the book of Psalm 82 verse 5 tells us, they know not, neither will they understand. Because they don't know, they don't understand. Knowledge, understanding, lack of light. Because of the absence of light, they continue to walk in darkness. They continue to gloom around in darkness. Why? They don't know. They keep walking in darkness. They are not where they are because the devil is powerful. They are where they are because they know not. They are not where they are because the altars of their father's house is very powerful. They are where they are because they know not. They are not where they are because the economy is bad. No. They are where they are because they know not. Why? Because in the midst of famine, based on what Isaac knew, the Bible said he planted in the same land. In that same year, not next year, in that same year of famine, he had abundance. Why? There was something he knew that darkness could not cover. I declare over you this year, no matter the economic situation, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Your business will do well in the name of Jesus. They are laying off others minus you in the name of Jesus. They are entrenching others minus you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So they know not. They continue to walk in darkness. 5 years, the same story. 10 years, the same story. 2 weeks, the same story. Why? Because they know not. All the foundations of the earth, they are out of course. So they are not walking in darkness because darkness is strong. They are walking in darkness because they know not. And they don't understand. They know not. They don't know what to do. They don't understand. They don't know how to do. So they continue in darkness. But that story ends tonight. I say that story ends tonight. I say that story ends tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 7 gives us an anomaly. It says the servants are riding on horses. Servants are riding on horses, and the princes are walking on their foot. The wicked is gaining speed by crooked means, while the believers are unnecessarily being slowed down. The wicked continues to prosper. The Bible says it is an error that proceeded from the ruler. The error was not because Satan was strong. The error proceeded from the ruler. Why? The ruler permitted it. My friend, what you permit, you suffer from. Whatever you permit, you suffer from it. That is why you do not permit whatever is anti-scriptures. So the ruler permitted it. The ruler, the Bible says, is an error that proceeded from the ruler. Where the believer is, the ruler is supposed, as a believer, you are the ruler. You are supposed to rule. But things are ruling against many, ruling over many believers. Why? Because they know not. And God said, my people are not destroyed because the devil has a new technology. My people are destroyed for they have no knowledge. Isaiah 5:13 now tells us, therefore my people are gone into captivity. They are his people. But why are they going into captivity? He now gave us the reason why, even though they are his people, they are entering captivity. He said, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude have dried up with thirst. Their multitude have dried up with thirst. Why? Nobody, listen friends, can take you captive except ignorance betrays you. They went into captivity. It wasn't because the captor was strong. They went into captivity because of ignorance. Because they have no knowledge. So they are struggling with the terrors of the night. Because they don't know the way out. They are being afflicted by Satan. Because they don't know the way out. They know not. So they continue to walk on in darkness. Listen friends, when a believer is void of knowledge, When a believer is void of knowledge, they become captives of what they are not supposed to be captives to. The knowledge we are talking about here, I'm not talking about mental assets. There is a place for that. I'm not talking about academic knowledge. There is a place for that. But tonight, I am talking about spiritual knowledge. That was why Paul praying for you and I. He said in Ephesians 1:8, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know, because until you know, you can't take. Until you know, you can't possess. Until you know, you cannot grasp. Until you know, you cannot rule. Until you know, you cannot take charge. Until you know, you can't come out of that issue that has held you bound. He said that they may know what is the hope of his calling. What the riches. My friend, there is riches available for you. I didn't hear your amen. There is riches available for you. There is riches available for you. The glory of his inheritance in the saints. Listen, friends, until your eyes are flooded with the light of God's word, you cannot access the revelation of redemption riches. Redemption riches is by revelation. There are things you ought not to suffer. I said, there are things you ought not to suffer. Redemption riches. Listen, friends, a man in darkness cannot move forward. A man in darkness, a sister in darkness, a brother in darkness cannot move forward. Poverty rules in darkness. Sickness rules in darkness. Premature death rules in darkness. Failure at the edge of success rules in darkness. Psalm 74, verse 20 now tells us, have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty. The earth is not going to get better. It will continue to get more wicked and more wicked. More wicked and more wicked. He said, have respect to the covenant, because the earth is full of cruelty. Of full is the habitation of cruelty. Why is it like that? Because of darkness. Then he says, have respect unto the covenant. Why? The only thing that terminates darkness is the light of the covenant. The light of the covenant. The light of the new covenant. When you know the new covenant, when you understand what Jesus did, when you understand what the debt, what, let's begin like this, what the coming, the death, the burial, resurrection, glorification of Christ have done. When you understand it, darkness is terminated. When you know who you are in Christ, when you know what you have in Christ, when you know what has been given to you in Christ, when you know what is available, darkness vacates. Why? Because the rod must rule out of Zion. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Please give the Lord your praise tonight. Say, have respect for the covenant. That is, there can be darkness in Egypt, but there will always be light in Goshen. We are in the same Egypt, but in that same Egypt, there is a place called Goshen. We are in the same South Africa. Or whatever nation you are in that same nation, your story is different. Why? Exempted by light. Others are going down, you are going up. Others are going down, your pastor, will I not have challenges? You will have challenges, you will not even know it came. Give the Lord your praise tonight. And I prophesy over you, this year, it will be a different year for you in the name of Jesus. I said there will be a difference between you and those who don't know God in the name of Jesus. I prophesy everyone that has disrespected you, by the time these 21 days is over, they will come and bow before you in the name of Jesus. They will bow before you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. They will know that you and them are not equal. Your story has changed. Shout amen one more time. So there can be light, there can be darkness in Egypt, but there's light in Goshen. There can be locusts, swarms of locusts in Egypt, but Goshen is exempted. There can be frogs in Egypt, Goshen exempted. The firstborns of the Egyptians can be dying left, right, and center. Business is dying, Goshen exempted. Why by light? Celebrate the Lord one more time. Give the Lord your praise, please. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word. So it started with God. Why? Because God himself cannot rule without light. Genesis 1. Darkness was everywhere. You can't rule when there is darkness. When darkness is in a place, introduce light so that you can take charge. And God looked at darkness and said, no. As long as there is darkness, there is confusion. As long as there is darkness, there is uncertainties. As long as there is darkness, there is fear. Let there be light. Bam! Light arrived. When light arrived, darkness exited. And when darkness exited, God could work. The reason why many of you are not being productive is because of the cloud of darkness. Cloud of darkness. Cloud of darkness. You're not being productive. Today, by the armor of light, I roll away that cloud of darkness in the name of Jesus. This year will be your most productive year so far in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Listen, friends. God couldn't rule without light. That is why God is light. God doesn't have light. He is light. Let that sink in. God doesn't have light. In him, there is no darkness at all. The cheapest way to terminate darkness is to introduce light. Nobody fights with darkness. You don't drive darkness by fighting it. You don't drive darkness by fighting it with physical strength. So instead of struggling with darkness with physical strength, turn the light on. Look at your neighbor, nudge them, maybe tell them, turn the light on. I know they say, don't tell your neighbor anything. Not here. Look at your neighbor, tell them, turn the light on. Switch it on. Stop fighting with darkness, physical strength. No. Switch it on. Switch on the light. And this is one year we are switching on the light in the name of Jesus. Hey, because the moment the switch is turned on, you don't have to sweat. You don't have to cry. Just turn the switch on and the light shines. When the light shines in the area of prosperity, poverty vacates. When the light shines in the area of health and vitality, sickness vacates. When the light shines in marital bliss, all kinds of confusion. Today you're fighting. Tomorrow, divorce lawyer. Tomorrow, we're not going. No. It vacates. Why? Because when the light shines, darkness can't hide. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I see you're getting it. When the light in the area of divine health shines, sickness vacates. When the light shines in the area of speed, stagnation vacates. I prophesy over you as your amen will thunder tonight. I declare, receive light in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. I turn the switch on in your destiny in the name of Jesus. I turn the switch on in your household in the name of Jesus. Thunder, turn the switch on. Thunder, I turn the switch on. Everybody online, put it on the live chat. I turn the switch on. I turn it on. I turn the switch on my child that is bound with addiction. The Bible said the seed of the righteous is blessed. The Bible said the seed of the righteous. Your child is a seed of the righteous. Turn the switch on. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So he says, oh, house of Jacob, come. House of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let us walk. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 to 7, that our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And our fellowship is in the light. That is, until you come into the light, there is a dimension of fellowship you can't access. Come, let us walk. And our fellowship is in light. Our fellowship. We don't fellowship in darkness. We fellowship with the Father. Why? The Father is light. So our fellowship is in the light. Our fellowship is in the light. 1 John 1 to 3 1 verse 3 to 10. He tells us our fellowship is in the light, even as he is in the light. So are we in the light. And as we fellowship together with him in the light, he said the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us from every anti-righteous manifestations. It cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Every anti-righteous manifestation. Every anti-righteous development. It cleanses us. Sickness is anti-righteous development. It cleanses us. Poverty is anti-righteous development. As we fellowship in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. Ah, that family not moving forward is anti-righteous development. When you fellowship in the light, the blood, the speaking blood, cleanses us. I prophesy over you this year, every operations of darkness shall be far from your household in the name of Jesus. It shall be far from your life in the name of Jesus. Colossians 1:12, put on the screen. Are you getting something out? Are you getting something out? Listen to what it says. Let's read it. Those online, it should be on the screen as well. Now, let's read it together. Everybody, at the count of three. One, two, three. Let's go. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Where is the inheritance? Where is the inheritance? In heaven? Is the inheritance in heaven? The inheritance is where? In light. The inheritance is no longer with God. The inheritance is in light. Because when Jesus died, when he was buried, when he resurrected, when he went to the Father, all inheritance was delivered. So he now says, this inheritance is in light. That is why it is not the day you pray for healing that healing was provided. Healing was already in light. But when you come into the light of healing, the day you come in, you know, my mom used to tell us, my late mother, she would say, the time a man wakes up is his good morning. You didn't understand. That is to say, good morning is not necessarily in the morning. If the man wakes up by 4 p.m., you might as well just tell him good morning. So, the day you arrive at light, what belongs to you, you collect. The day you arrive at light, if it takes you 20 years to arrive there, you collect. But if it takes you 2 weeks to arrive there, you collect. The day you arrive, hey, you collect. Are you ready to collect this year? Are you ready to collect this year? Are you ready to collect this year? Receive your inheritance in the name of Jesus. Collect your inheritance by light in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So, outside of light, there is no inheritance. The inheritance of the saints distributed in light. The portion of the saints is made available to them in light. Your portion, my portion, is in light. That is why God didn't give anybody greater portion. We all have the same portion. It's just your light that determines what you collect. Your light is what determines what you collect. Some, their light is at the collection as the millionaire level. So they're collecting millionaire. Why some? Their light is God. Just bless me with one job. At least if I can get 2,022 cents, I can pay my Edgar's account. Or pay my Woolworths account, I'm fine. They collect. While others say, no, God, there's a mission on the earth. There's a church that must be built. There are people that must be fed. There are destinies that must be rescued. Pastor Joseph is preaching the gospel. He must be supported so that he doesn't have to pray for money to preach the gospel, so he can continue to preach. while I am the supplier, I and Joseph were preaching together. That while he's on the go, I give him wheels. I'm the one giving him the wheels to be on the go. Are you understanding me now? Are you understanding me now? Some of you are wondering, but Pastor, no. I give him wheels so that he can be on the go while I am the wheels. So God, as a result, I don't want a job for 2,222 cents. Oh Lord, open up the windows. Let there be a rain of abundance. Let there be a rain of plenty. Let there be a rain of more than enough. Plenty of everything. Let there be a rain of plenty of everything. Not plenty of some things. Plenty of everything. I declare, enter that dimension in the name of Jesus. Enter that level in the name of Jesus. Enter that dimension in the name of Jesus. Let your amen scatter the gates of hell. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Thunder, I have plenty of everything. It's available in light. So in darkness, there is no inheritance. In darkness, you can't access your redemption rights. In darkness, you can't access what is yours. That is why the Bible now tells us, Isaiah 9:8. Take note of those scriptures, please. Isaiah 9:8. The Lord sent a word into Jacob. When the word arrived, it lit up the entire nation of Israel. It is the degree of light that you command that determines the level of your rulership, determines the level of the inheritance you can collect, that determines the level of power you function in. You cannot rule an enemy you don't have light over. The only enemy you can rule over is the enemy you have the advantage over. The advantage is the advantage of light. That is why we have so many Christians who are in the church, yet they suffer afflictions. There are so many Christians who are in the church that witches will not let them sleep. Witches won't just let them sleep, Pastor Sam. Witches won't let them sleep. They keep giving them food in the dream. Every time, you see, we are fasting now, they are eating. Because they are not in the light. The witch that will bring food for me will be fried. Where will you come? Where will he pass through? Which road? N1 is blocked. R70, what is blocked? Where will he come from? So they are eating, drinking. Every day they wake up, their stomach is filled. And we are fasting. Because they are not in the light. You can't rule over an enemy you have no light on. You can't rule when you have no light. When you have no light. That is why we have so many Christians who are in the church. Yet, they are struggling. They are still being afflicted. They are fasted. Poverty refused to go. Because it is not that fasting and prayer doesn't work. It works. But they are praying and fasting in darkness. That is one of the mission of fasting, is to cause light to break forth. Fasting causes light to break forth. So you see what you couldn't see before. Ah, so this is available. Ah, where have I been? Amen. The portion of the saints, as I close you, is made available to them in light. And Colossians 1:12 tells us, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. If you don't mind, give me a different translation. Give me a different translation. Something that says something different completely. Thank you. He said, your hearts can swell with joyful gratitude when you think of how God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. Change another translation for by living. Don't visit the light. live. Live by living. Thank you. And giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified, and that's what I'm looking for, qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. The kingdom you belong to is the kingdom of light. You qualify. Listen, friends, you qualify. Redemption qualified you for you to enjoy inheritance. But friends, you must come into light. Because even though you qualify, if you stay outside of light, you will not enjoy what belongs to you. That is why the Bible says that when a heir is still a child, the heir will be treated like a servant because he doesn't have what it takes to enjoy what is available. But when the heir matures, the heir can take the inheritance. That is why, friends, maturity, when I push for you to grow, listen, the reason I push for you to grow spiritually is not for my benefit. Honestly, your spiritual growth doesn't benefit me. Why? Because I'm growing on my own. You see, I've been on fire like this since Jesus, since I got the day I got born again. I've been running like this. Even when the church was nothing, when Connor Excelsior in the night, some of Mama Shabalala is here, at least she's one of the old people. Pastor Malachi is here. When the pulpit used to look like a tombstone, you know, the pulpit occupied half of the church. Heavy pulpit. We didn't start doing 21 days prayers now that the church is like this. No, no, no. 21 days prayers started. Crossover night service. We didn't start today. There used to be time. Then when the church was still in Paraboro, we were living in Pologwa. We would drive to Paraboro for crossover night service. We would finish crossover night. Then, you know, people like Pastor Nico, you know, who is in Joburg now, you know, we would drive crossover night to finish then. And you know me, I don't stop when it comes to prayers. So 3 a.m. we finish. We'll start driving from Paraboro. We'll get to places like your Makuva's Kloof. The mist is heavy. So we're just having a convoy. You thought it started today because the church has grown. No, no, no. No, no, no. Light. We've been living in light. Listen, the inheritance is in light. He has qualified you. He is not planning to qualify you. The day you got born again, you were qualified. Now, you need to enter that light, stay there, so that everything that has your name on it, you can collect your prosperity, you collect your open doors, you collect your victory, you collect your healing, you collect your favor, you collect your opportunities, you collect your lifting, you collect your next level, you collect. Give Jesus praise tonight. Let's rise on our feet. Friends, there is an inheritance. You didn't work for an inheritance. You don't work for an inheritance, rather. Inheritance are given free of charge by parents to their children. No child fights for an inheritance. If a child fights for an inheritance, they are ignorant. Remember the prodigal son that I told you yesterday? The boy had revelation. His challenge was just character issue. But their revelation came to the father. I'm not waiting for the day you die. Give me my inheritance. Give me, I want it now. Father said, well, you know, take it. Let's leave the riotous living alone. Because that's where religious, you know, but he went and wasted. Let's leave it first. Leave that he wasted. The major thing I want you to focus, he had revelation to collect. And the elder brother, you know, father, you know, that's how some of you prayer is. Father, you know, I've been serving you all my life. You didn't even ask me to kill a small kid, a kid goat. That's what the boy was asking for. That tells you his mindset had been damaged by poverty. Even though he had a father that had plenty, poverty had not allowed him to lift his head. Your brother just wasted a fortune.
came back. They are throwing party for him. You're here crying.
You will tell your father, listen, next week we party here until we drop. Next week we party here. Shut down. Shut. Instead, he came. I've been serving you self-righteousness. You know, I've been serving you all my life, God. God, you know, I don't commit sin like Joseph. You know, God, I'm very righteous. And they say, inheritance is not by self-righteousness. Inheritance is a light. If you come into light, that is why we ask you to grow spiritually. Baby Christians don't enjoy victory. Baby Christians, they suffer too many things. But when you grow, you take. As you're growing, the light as well. So now you know you're allowing the light to fix character. So that as you're collecting by revelation, character is not wasting it away. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Let's come.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know, Pastor said, based on Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, he said, our inheritance is distributed in light.
In light.
The word for me there is distribution. And when we're talking about an inheritance, the inheritance is normally put in a will. And how we receive the inheritance is when the will is read. You now know what is yours and you take what is yours. As we are sitting like this, it is the moment of distribution of the will, because the will is open.
Hey.
And the will has been declared that the will of the Father is that you prosper.
Hey.
The will of the Father is that you are healed.
You are healed.
Sometimes, can I put it, bring into a secret?
Yeah.
Sometimes it is not even the prayer you pray, it is what you receive when the will is read.
Read.
Hallelujah. When you believe that in His presence there is direction, as the will is read, you receive direction, which is what we are doing these 21 days. To sit in the presence of the Father, and the will is read, and our inheritance is distributed. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Pastor said here, when the light comes to Jacob, the entire Israel was lit, which means that nobody here is walking away the same way that they came in. In the name of Jesus. By the light of the word of God that is working in this place right now,
in the name of Jesus,
receive your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you are sick, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you are struggling to prosper today, by the power of light, begin to prosper in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you are tormented today, we declare an end to your torment in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, I walk in light.
I walk in light.
Say, I walk in light.
I walk in light.
Say, I walk in light.
I walk in light.
And I receive my inheritance.
I receive my inheritance.
Among the sanctified.
Among the sanctified.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and,
lift your voice and turn it to power.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.